into cross country. The cross country team was at Rimrock Farm, had a good performance there at Lawrence on Saturday. Well, they get to run a little closer and get to run on a Thursday for the first time in a while, and they'll go to Nest City tomorrow afternoon there at their golf course. We got a couple of newcomers onto the show here, and a couple that ran well last weekend, and we'll start off here with a sophomore, right? Jace Miller, yeah.
Yep.
Hey, welcome aboard. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing good.
Go ahead and pull that microphone. There you go. Okay. There we go. We got to hear you. So, yeah. But no, this is, of course, your second year for high school cross country and making that adjustment to the 5K. How's that been for you?
Oh, I think the added experience helps. I mean, the more experience I get, the better it goes. I mean, I'm getting more used to the courses and the hills this year, and I'm used to that longer distance now, so
yeah.
It's going good.
And you've made your way to varsity, and you got to run it to Rimrock last weekend.
Mm-hmm.
What was that experience like?
Oh, it was amazing. I was never so hyped up before a race than I was at Rimrock. There's just so many people, and you just get so hyped up. And even though the course was hilly and hard, it was still good, decent time, and I just had fun, yeah.
You know, with that, I mean, it's kind of an experience that you probably don't have. And does that give you maybe a little extra incentive? Like, we need to help this team get to state so we can run here again?
Yeah, definitely. I would love to run there again. It was a beautiful course and awesome experience. So
when you're running your course or running your race there, what are some of the things that you think about as you work your way through?
Oh, I just look at the next guy in front of me, and I decide that I want to pass him.
All right. And then you try to you avoid getting passed, right?
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Do you have kind of a time that you like to see maybe as you work closer toward the end of the year?
I would love to get in, like, the mid-18s. I think it's definitely doable if I put my mind to it, so.
Yeah, no, that's a great experience, and you've been having a good sophomore season, and good luck to you coming up here tomorrow.
Thank you.
All right, once again, sophomore Jace Miller joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. Now we're going to talk to our second cross-country competitor here tonight, and we'll let her get the headset. And another person debuting here on the show, and freshman Cammy Winderland. How are you doing this evening?
I'm good.
Well, you're number three of the Winderland family, so yeah. And got both your sister and older brother there, and how are you enjoying cross country?
I think it's good. I like it a lot more now.
And you know, of course, making that move to high school, running that longer race there. How's that treated you so far?
It was harder. I didn't run as much in the summer as I should have.
Mm-hmm. That first time you ran that 5K, you're like, man, I can't believe this is a lot longer, huh?
Yeah.
what's been your favorite course to run so far?
I really liked Rimrock.
Okay. And, you know, when you get out there and run and you see all those people there, what's the first thought that you had?
Oh, my goodness. It was like, there's so many people. This scare is going to get, like, last.
Yeah. Hey, but you didn't, though, so that was good. But, no, what do you take away maybe from that experience and maybe use it as you go down the road here for the rest of the season?
When, like, someone tries to pass you, you have to stay with them because there were so many people. They're big groups. Mm-hmm. You want to stay with the people, the group that's trying to get past you.
And do you kind of work as well on, you know, try to keep your pace up a little bit more? Do you try to work on that pace maybe a little bit quicker week by week?
Yeah, I've been trying to pick up the pace a little bit more.
All right. And do you prefer running in the warm weather or the cooler weather?
Cold. I'd hate running in the hot weather.
Yeah, you've had too many of those this year, haven't you?
Yeah.
But no, you get to run at Nest City tomorrow. And what do you know maybe about that course?
I heard it's a fast course.
All right, so you're going to run fast then, huh?
Yeah.
All right, well, hope you keep continuing to improve and enjoying cross country, Cammy. And thanks again for joining me here. Good luck to you coming up.
Thank you.
All right, once again, freshman Cammy Winderland joining us here tonight from Scott City Ace Hardware. Now we are joined here with Coach Joey Mario. Coach, I think you have to be pretty ecstatic about how your team ran last weekend, both the boys and girls there at Rimrock, and a 10th place finish for your boys. And the girls, I know they weren't as high there, but I think at this moment of the year, you'd like to see your times, and they were pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. The boys' side, we came in as a big pack from the – Brendan was 86th, and I think our fifth was like 116th. So that helped us get up there in the rankings. And, yeah, we got 10th, and I think there was four or three 3As in front of us. So that's a pretty good race for us, seeing where we were at in the standings, kind of middle mid-season, and kind of give some boys some edge to kind of go out there and want to improve to maybe get those guys in a few weeks.
Yeah, and, you know, a good race there. You had Brendan back up there at the top there. But, you know, you had quite a few newcomers that have never run at that course before because, you know, whether they were on JV last year or didn't run. But, you know, it was good to see what they were able to do, and I think you have to be ecstatic about how they performed.
Yeah, yeah. Spencer has been he's a freshman that just keeps working his way up that ladder on our varsity, and he's been very impressive so far this year. And that was the first time for Ivan to run on Rimrock. He didn't quite make it last year, and he had a little learning curve with it. Those hills are pretty tough, but if we make it back there for state, he'll be ready to go for sure. And on the girls' side, Belle got our highest finish on anybody. He's getting 72nd, so she said it was one of the hardest races she's ever had, but she went out there and ran really well.
Yeah, you mentioned the girls there, and you know I know they've kind of been up and down this year, and but they still continue to work pretty hard for you guys. And yeah, you mentioned Belle there at the top. Brindley had a pretty good race there as well, and it's good to see them, you know, continue to remain consistent and start to cutting that time down a little more.
Yeah, yeah. But, Brindley's been kind of struggling with that heat. Mm-hmm. She kind of halfway through, you could tell in her face like she didn't have it. So she should have been up there with Belle, but it just wasn't her day.
Yeah.
But yeah, our freshman girls keep improving. Cammie and Jaden just keep working their way up there, which we need that depth. Mm-hmm. We need that fourth, fifth runner to show up for us. And Haley kind of had a good race. Mm-hmm. She went out a little slower like we told her to, so she can have a kind of more of a kick at the end and use those long legs. So the girls are getting there. It's just taking a little longer, but hopefully by the end of the year, we are ready to go.
I think you have to mention your couple freshmen there that you just talked about. They've really cut down their minutes from meet one to meet four.
Oh, yeah. Jaden and Cammie both were in the 28s, 29s, and Jaden 2 weeks ago ran in the 24s, and then Cammie has knocked off 3 or 4 minutes. So both of them, they had to figure out that 5K. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, my gosh, this is a long race. And then now that they figured it out, they've cut down 3 to 4 minutes, which is pretty impressive.
Have you seen anything like that in your 3 years as the head coach here?
Not really. Yeah. I mean, you don't really see that often. Mm-hmm. The 3-4 minutes after 3-4 weeks it's pretty good. We like to see that because that's what we need. But,
yeah,
on the boys' side, for sure, it's harder to see. When they're at the 21, they maybe can cut 2 minutes by the end of the year. But cut 3 to 4 minutes in a month is pretty impressive.
Yeah, tomorrow, I should say, you go to Ness City. And I know it's a flatter course of foot. I remember from years past you guys talking about there. But it's also a good opportunity just to kind of go out and improve there after a tough kind of, you know, mentally challenging race there last weekend.
Yeah, yeah. We've had a month of just short courses, long courses, hilly courses. And now this is our first one that we can trust that we just go out there and run. And we do get to see Hoisington and Holcomb, which is good because Holcomb's got us every week so far. But Hoisington edged us last year, so we can maybe get some revenge there. But, yeah, we're excited. We had a really hard hill workout Monday. Like, all right, Ness City's going to be way easier than that workout. So let's go see what we got and maybe cut off some times for our boys. Our boys have been stuck at that 19, high 18s. We'd like to see them get to the low 18s, the 17s, and possibly they could do it tomorrow.
Well, it should be a fun one for you guys come tomorrow there at Ness City there, and hopefully get to shave some time off there as well. And also, hopefully, here the next week, you know your destination for regionals.
Is that supposed to come out this week? Or is that?
I'm thinking, or I should say, I think there's a pretty good idea where you guys are going to go.
Yeah.
But it'd just like to know who's in your region.
Yeah, oh, for sure. I got an email from Keisha saying it'd maybe be at the end of this week or the beginning of next week. So it's always good to know that, so you know who you got to strategize to. All right, we got to beat these three teams, four teams. So, yeah.
All right, once again, Coach Joey Maher joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. Thanks again, Coach, and good luck to you guys coming up here tomorrow.
Thanks, Adam.